year, the moon in June is more than a nice rhyme. The full moon rises on June 12th at 8:26 p.m. in Grand Marais, and that's just 2 hours and 45 minutes before it reaches perfect fullness. So it's going to be very round, and the sky behind it will be very pale, since the sun doesn't set until 9 o'clock that night. Algonquin Indians called this full moon the strawberry moon, and unlike comets and meteors, it has a beauty that's predictable, if the weather holds, of course. In the evening sky, looking south, we still have a nice string of objects. Starting in the south-southwest, we have Mars. Then moving east, there's Spica, the brightest star in Virgo. Then Saturn, and finally, low in the southeast, the red star Antares in Scorpius. Saturn is in Libra, which isn't the most obvious of constellations. But if you have a star chart and you like to find constellations, Saturn can help you locate and make out the form of Libra, which represents a set of scales. This is also a good time to see Arcturus, the brightest star in the northern dome of sky. It's also the fourth brightest in all the night sky. Among the stars visible from our area, only Sirius is brighter. Arcturus is high in the south around 10 o'clock when the sky gets nice and dark. You can find it any time by following the curve of the Big Dipper's handle. The handle arcs to Arcturus. Arcturus is the brightest star in Bootes, the herdsman. And this is a kite-shaped constellation, and Arcturus is right at the base where the kite's rather short tail begins. Arcturus is notable because of its motion, which is fast. It's moving about 75 miles per second with respect to our solar system, but instead of circulating with the general stream of stars, including the Sun, in the plane of the Milky Way's disk, Arcturus is cutting through the disk perpendicularly. And it's not the only one. It's traveling in a group of at least 52 stars called the Arcturus Stream, which is thought to be a remnant of a much smaller galaxy that was pulled in by the Milky Way. Arcturus is really just passing through the Sun's neighborhood. It's 37 light years away, and it'll come closest to Earth, and that'll be marginally closer, in about 4,000 years. But because it moves so fast and it's not moving with us, it'll disappear rather quickly. Millions of years from now, it'll be past the limits of current human vision. And one other note, light from Arcturus was used to ceremoniously open the 1933 Chicago World's Fair. What they did was they took light from Arcturus that was focused by various observatories, and that light was made to fall on photoelectric cells. This generated a signal that was sent to Chicago, where it turned on the lights at the fairgrounds. And why did they choose Arcturus? Because that light had left the star around the time of the previous Chicago World's Fair, which was 40 years earlier, in 1893. Now, the starlight actually left Arcturus in 1896, but that was plenty close enough to make a strong point about the vastness of space. That's all for now, and happy star watching.